Mishanichnas Azor, Marvin Besimcha, thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 19th day of the month of Adar Aleph. Please continue to daven, keep in mind, in your tefillos, a 6-year-old girl here in Boca, Chaya Ya'el Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Chaya Ya'el Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, who is very desperately in need of our collective tefillos. With a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances. The Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, much as the timeless words of Tehillim. We gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Dibrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzchak Feldman of Congregation Emek Bracha in Palo Alto, California, to share Dibrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Feldman slowly reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130. And 142 will be followed by the following tefillos, the following prayers, Achinu, the Nishabirach for Tzahal, the Nishabirach for the Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held captive in Gaza, as well as in Russia. And Rabbi Feldman will conclude with the Nishabirach L'cholim and pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And I just accidentally lost Rabbi Feldman. Hang on. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Hello. Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are in America. We are in Adar Rishon. We're in the first of 2 Adars in this leap year. It's a crazy concept to have a double month. The essence of months is that they are new. They're called a chodesh. It's all about newness. A repeating month is an oxymoron. So what's going on here? Our rabbis tell us that every month corresponds to a tribe of Israel. And the tribe that goes with Adar is Naphtali, who in the numbering, in various places in the Torah, the tribes are laid out. In one numbering, comes out when the tribes are marching, comes out as the last one. This is the last month. So what can Naphtali teach us about this month and about what we are trying to capture, especially at this sort of tortured moment in Jewish history? So let's go back to the creation through the two mothers, Rachel and Leah, of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish people. In a family unit, there are 2 models of motherhood. One of them is called in Hebrew Akeres Habayit, the main source of the house. This represents the fundamental root of the family, what it's all about. And then there is another model of motherhood that we call Em Habanim. These 2 models are actually combined in a verse that we say at holiday times in Hallow. But Em Habanim is the mother of children. That's how the family spreads out, through children. When the children spread out, they either build something that has nothing to do with the original idea of the family, or they spread the idea of the family, which is the proper model, that they take out into the world what they gathered from Akeret HaBayit, from the main sense of the family, and they take it out further. With the Jewish people, these 2 models, of course, are represented by Rachel and Leah. Rachel was the one who was Akeret HaBayit. She was the one who the whole point was. That's why Yaakov went off to find a wife. He was looking for Rachel. And Rachel is Akeret HaBayit. She represents what was trying to build in the Jewish home. But the birth of her second child, remember, she has difficulty having children, and so she outsources the work for her family. The second child who is born to Bilhah, who is with her, is Naphtali. But through that child, she becomes not just a Keret HaBayit, she becomes an Em HaBanim, a mother of children. The minimum of Banim, of course, is two. That's the plural. And the verse explicitly calls Naphtali the second child. So with the birth of Naphtali, she goes from just the role of a Keret HaBayit, the main one of the house, to also Em HaBanim. She expands her role. And therefore, what Naphtali expresses is the expansion of roles from what a person is, what a person is built to create, into another sphere, into another place. You know, the Jewish holidays are also, the Jewish month are also associated with different powers of the body. The Nisan goes with the power of speech, and Adar goes with the power, of course, of laughter, of what we call tzchok. Laughter is an expansive power of the personality. When we have a measurement, even we have a measurement in the Gemara called the tefach. It's a hand press. It's what's created when you put all of the four knuckles of the hand together. That measurement is about 3.5 inches, 4 inches. That's what's called a tefach. But Chazal in the Talmud, they also talked about a tefach sochek, an expanding tefach, so that if you try to spread out your knuckles, you get a slightly bigger hand's breadth. That the power of tzchok is not just the power of laughter, it's the power of expansion. And we're being reminded when we get to this month that the time can expand. It's not that Adar repeats itself, it's that Adar expands into 60 days instead of 30. We're also being reminded, of course, that there's a power of expansion in all of us, not to become something different, but to take our essence and make it spread into areas that we would not have necessarily considered to be our comfort zone. When we go through hard times like these, we are forced out of that zone, not in a way that obliterates what we are, but in a way that forces us to express what we are in a different way, perhaps in a different space. I know that many people are thinking about Eretz Yisrael right now, not just as a place that they're worried about, but as a place which would be their proper home, which would be an expansion of American Jewish consciousness. That's one way that we should be thinking, I think, about expansion at this time. But all of us have to be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing us to expand through these difficulties, but also giving us an opportunity to expand past what we would have thought possible up until now. That's what we should be thinking about during this expanded Adar. Not that we're repeating the month, but we're giving it a chance to express itself in terms of our expansiveness as well. That's what I wanted to share in terms of a thought for this time. Now I want to say several chapters of Tehillim, and then we'll say Tefillot, and then we'll say prayers. The first chapter is chapter 20. L'menatzeach mizmor l'David. V'yancha adonoi b'yom tzara, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yislach ezrecha mikodesh v'metzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchosecha v'olascha yedash nasela. Yitain lecha kilababecha, v'chol atzatzcha yimalei, neranana v'yishuasecha, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משלוסך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קדשו, בגבורוס ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה פרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסודם. אדוני הושיע המלך יננו ויום קרנו. Now chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid Adonai roi lo eksa. Binodesha yabiteni amenei menuchos li nahaleni. Nafshi Yeshove, Yanchenu B'Mazlei Tzedek, L'man Shemo. Gam Ki Elech Begei Tzalmavas, Lo Ir Hara Ki Ata Imadi, Shishtecha U'Mishantecha, Hema Yenachamuni, Taroch Lefanai Shulchan, Neged Tzorarai, Tishanta V'Shemen Roshi, Kosi Rebaya. Achto V'Chesed Yudefuni, Ko Yemei Chayai, V'Shasvi V'Beis Adonai, Lo Orech Yamin. Now chapter 121. Shir lamalos esa enai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adonai ose shemayim ba'ale. Avitein lamod raglecha ayenuma shomarecha. Ine lo yenum velo yisham shomer yisrael. Adonai shomarecha. Adonai tzilcha ayad minecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach b'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor seischa uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. And now chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli etien, v'shuvos v'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor yad, noi mi yamor. Ki imcha haslicha hang ma'ahan tivare. Ki viti adonoi ki vesa nafshi, devaro hochalti. Nafshi ladonoi mi shomarim laboker, shomarim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el adonoi, ki im adonoi achetid varbe imo fedus. Puhu yifdeis Yisrael mikol avonoso. And now chapter 142. Maskil David biyosab ma'aras vila, koli el Adonai ezra, koli el Adonai ezchanan, eshpoch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid, bihis atef alai ruchi v'ata yedata nesivasi, bo'akuzu ahlech tamenuhu fachli. Habet yamim ure'e ve'en li makir. Avad manos mimehi en doresh lenashi. Zoachti elech Adonai amarti ata matzi. Chelki be'eretz ha'chayim. Hachshiva el li nasi ki delosi ma'od. Hatileni merodefahai ki amatzuhu mimeni. Hotziya mimaskir nashi lehodos es shemecha. Bi yaktiru tzadikim ki sigmohol alahai. And now I want to say the tefillot. Well, first I want to say Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael anesunim b'tzara u'b'shivya. Ho'umdim b'ein b'yam u'b'ein b'yabasha. Ha'makom yirachim aleihem v'yotzeyem mitzara l'rabacha, me'afela l'ora, u'meshibu l'gu'ula, hashta b'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen. And now the tefillah for Chayilei Tzahal, the tefillah for the soldiers in the Israeli armed forces. Mishe berach avosinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, hu yivareches Chayilei Tzava Hagana Yisrael, haomdim al mishmar arzenu, v'arei Eloheinu, migbul halavanan, v'adibar bitzrayim, min hayam hagadol alava harava, v'yabasha ba'avir uviyam, iten avnoi es oyvenu hakamim alenu negesim lifehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatil Et Chayelenu Mikol Tzara V'Tzutza, Mikol Nega U'Machla, V'Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem, V'Yad Be'Ertzoneinu, Etzoneinu Taktehem, V'Yatrein B'Kesei Yishuva Ateretz Nitzachon, Kuyam Behem HaKasuv, Kei Adonai Eloheichem, Ha'Oleich Imachem Lehilachem Lechem Im Oyveichem, Lehoshi Etzchem V'Nomar, Amen. Now I want to say a tefillah, a prayer, for the hostages. Misha Berach Avzeinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Ve'Aaron, David Ushlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Esachinu Beis Yisrael Shavuim, Bavur She'anu Mispa'im, Bavuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Yishmorem Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka, Mikol Nega U'Macha V'Yishlach Baruch Vatzvacha, V'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem, Yotzien, Mechoshech, Vetzamavet, V'yoshvim mehira l'chek mishpachoseihem v'nomahar amein. So now I want to say the Misha Berach for Cholim, for those who are sick. I will pause so that people can add names. Misha Berach Havateinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo V'yivarech v'yirach esach Cholim. Ba'avur shanach mispalim ba'avuraham v'scharze v'yitin l'ch v'scharze ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleichem la'avim ala raposam la'akvichem v'la'achiyosam v'yishlach lehem mehera refu shalema min ha'shamayim v'chol ivrehem v'chol gidehem v'sof shar chole Yisrael refu esa nefesh v'refu esa guf. Hashta Bhagavad Isman Kariva Nomar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Salman. We look forward to having you back on the program in Yirat Hashem, please guide, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day at this time, we pause to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.